Let's see it.
Decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too.
Filled with chaos where the dreamers struggle to find their way, there is a light. In an industry riddled with sacrifice and self-doubt, there is a voice. At a time when we need one another more than ever, there is hope. Houston, we have a program.
Welcome to Houston, brought to you exclusively on Seattle Wave Radio and recorded on Squadcast, the ultimate podcast collaboration platform. Today's guests have opened up for hundreds of national acts and are an American rock band from the Pacific Northwest. This thunderous trio have masterfully composed the sounds from the alternative era to modern rock, layered in with some good old-fashioned heart-bleeding ballads. Welcome to Houston, the Chris Jones Band.
What's up?
What's up, people?
How you doing?
We're doing good, fellas. Hey, it's nice of you guys to spend a little bit of your COVID time with us here on Houston. And I don't know if you guys have got to check us out, but it's really simple, man. We interview people who we are fans of, whether you're big rock stars or local rock stars or local rock stars that have music layered with some good old fashioned heart bleeding ballads. And that's why you guys are here.
Oh, damn. I thought we were in line for the COVID shot.
No. You're from Tacoma. You got a long way to time of waiting for that.
We got a little bit to wait, don't we?
Exactly.
We'll be last in line.
Yes, exactly. Well, close to last in line. Well, Mike Burt's right in front of you.
Ah, there we go.
There we go. Exactly. So anyway, hey, fellas, welcome. It's great to have you on the show. And it's really simple. What we do in Houston is not like the typical podcast. We want people to get to know you guys. We want to get to know your process. All the musical things about you, but some things behind the scenes about you guys, you know, about each one of you, about you, Chris, about you, Jeremy, about you, Toss. So they kind of get it. They get more of who you guys are so they can really resonate with your music and become fans of who you guys are. You know, I think it's a big deal for people to know, you know, what's behind the musicians. So are you guys ready to be honest and do the tell all show today?
Oh, all right.
Yep. We're down. Hang on to your panties.
Oh boy, I think he Cracky. I think he was talking to you.
I'm cool if they embellish a bit as well. Just keep it interesting.
Exactly. We don't want any lies. We want nothing but the truth. So anyway, so before we get started, the most The most obvious question is how have you guys been dealing with this pandemic? How has it affected you guys as a band?
You know, I'll be honest. At first, it was thought it was bullshit. Then I guess I went through my rejection, and then I went through acceptance. I don't know how you want to go through it, but a little bit at first it was stressful, and then we couldn't jam, we couldn't play. So for me, I was like, out. Didn't realize how much I really needed this band and the music. And then so we finally got together with our masks and 6 feet apart. We did everything we could, and we've been jamming, and things are starting to come together a lot better. But at first it sucked.
I know you. I remember you and I think we talked, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago? And you know, a lot of musicians feel your pain, brother. And I'm happy to see that the three of you are still a band and doing what you do. I mean, and part of being a band is going through that tough shit, right?
Yeah. Well, and part of it's growing as a family. We, you know, can't see our own families, and this is our musical family, our brotherhood. And when I couldn't see him and we couldn't play, it was like, damn, this sucks. Part of me is missing. So we're definitely growing together. We've been writing so much more. So that's great.
Good. I'm happy, man. That's what you're supposed to do as artists. Hey, speaking of family, why don't you introduce for our audience who you have with you today?
Okay. I'm Chris Jones, and we got
Jeremy Elliott,
Charlie Judd,
AKA Toss.
Yeah.
And Bully.
My nickname.
And my name is Ass. I got that from a long time ago. You could probably guess why. In younger years, I was a much better looking guy. Yeah.
You didn't look so much like Santa Claus?
Right. No, that's Christmas time, man. It's No Shave November.
Chris
Kringle. I like it. So, yeah, thank you. And so for those of you out there listening, Chris just introduced Ben. Obviously, Chris is lead guy. Jeremy, what do you do in this band? Are you the kazoo player? What do you do? What do you contribute to?
Bass guitar, backup vocals.
Nice.
I share in the songwriting along with
Chris. Nice. So that Toss, that would mean you were the drummer.
Yes, sir.
Cool. That's all you get to say. All right. So yeah. I'm just kidding. So, hey, how did you guys, are you guys like high school buddies, or, I mean, you've been a band for a while, but how did you guys meet each other? How did you guys come together as a band?
It's ironic because when I was on a tour, with the Dog, just playing, I came up here to Seattle, and I was looking at Craigslist, or I was responding to Craigslist. I don't remember, to be honest, but Jeremy came in the mix and he's like, I'm looking for a singer to do this. I'm looking for a bass player. And he came to Uncle Sam's in Spanaway, and it was on. He was phenomenal. I think he felt the same. And so we became friends. I worked with him a little bit on the tour, you know, like doing side stuff because you don't make money on playing music. Yeah. So
what?
Right? You believe this crap? He does his day job too. He's in a handrail extraordinaire, and he does all kinds of stuff. And I went to go work with him, and kind of worked out, gave me a place to stay, and we'd start jamming. And that was the end of the tour. I went back to North Carolina and came back again, and here we are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I called him out of Craigslist. I was in a band, X35, and we were looking for a singer. So that's when I got a hold of Chris, and we just started jamming together, and didn't work out with X35. And then he asked me to come play with him with his project. So that's kind of where that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well,
and that's a coincidence because that's how I met Ray on Craigslist as well. But it wasn't in the music section. It was in the personal.
Misconnection.
Oh, man. Cracky, let me see both of your hands.
It's his main job now. His name is Crack. He's got to be cracking something up
there. Yeah. Well, he's normally cracking a glass of whiskey. Seriously, during almost every... See?
There it is.
Exactly. Of course, for those let's just take a second because we want to make sure the people listening, they can't see, like we all can see each other in the green room here, but Cracky just lifted up a glass of whiskey, the brown stuff, as he usually does. So cool. So, hey, back to the band. So yes, Cracky and I met in the personals. That's for another interview. So Jared, you guys met through Craigslist. So talk about Toss. How'd you guys meet Toss? Same thing?
He was walking alongside the road on the way to the gig.
I had to buy my way into the band. They wouldn't let me join.
I had played with Toss recently in the same band, X35.
Okay, cool.
Probably, 3-4 years we played in the early 2000s. And it had been a few years. Probably hadn't talked to him for about 5-6 years. And I just called him out of the blue. I was like, man, you got to come hear the singer. He's really good. He's got his own songs. And, you know, he came and checked us out. And he liked what he's heard. And we started getting together after that. So
it's very interesting to hear you guys talk about how you met. Because a lot of, like, Jeremy, your relationship with Toss, very similar. We had our guest on the last episode was a country singer, Robert Henry. Him and his drummer also had played in some bands earlier on, and they're still playing together. It's cool, man. It's cool that you guys come forward with that. So it's cool. That's how you guys met. Are you guys all influenced individually by the same bands as you are collectively as a band? Do you guys have separate, different tastes?
I would say yes and no, but I think a lot of it is separate tastes. And I think that's one thing that makes us, I think what I personally love about the band is it makes us pretty, you know, really strong, because Chris has a lot of his influences and the stuff that he listens to and likes. And Jeremy's got kind of a whole different selection of music and stuff. I mean, we all have collectively the same kind of things we like, but I think if you go into heavy influences, it's going to be really different. But when we all come together, man, it's pretty cool because we can all pitch. We all have a different flavor to add, and it creates something pretty cool, I think.
And I think another thing about it is we grew up geographically. Like Toss and I grew up here in the Northwest. Jeremy's born in Canada, but then moved to Illinois. I spent 20 years in North Carolina and then came back here. So, I mean, when you travel and you start playing with different people and different places, you just get a different influence on music, period. Collectively, put that in a big old mixing pot. This is Chris Jones' band, and it's badass. You know,
that's right, baby.
I like that. I'm even afraid to ask the next question because of how you just finished that up. But I am gonna ask it. So obviously, we get what you guys are talking about. Collectively, you guys are the Chris Jones band. You guys have your sound, and it comes from this eclectic inspiration from all the different bands you guys enjoy individually. But Jeremy, who's your biggest the band that gives you the biggest bang for your buck right now?
Oh man, new bands?
Any band? It doesn't matter. What band right now are you listening to that does it for you?
I'm really into like anything with a groove, classic rock. I like Black Sabbath a lot, Led Zeppelin, you know, that kind of stuff. Nice. I got in the 80s, I got in Motley Crue and Rat and all that stuff like everybody else. And I think it all comes back to the roots, though. You know, it all kind of started with the blues and rock and roll, and that's kind of what I like. You know, just Americana, rock and roll, just
nice,
you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah,
very cool. What about you, Toss?
I guess overall, it'd be easiest for me to say overall. One of the bands I listen to pretty much all the times, my go-to is Motley Crue. I love the '80s, the '80s heavy metal. You know, some of that hair metal. Is that kind of, that also kind of flows into something like also Disturbed. That's one of my other favorite bands.
Oh, nice. Bands. Two very good bands. Well, I mean, with two solid drummers for sure. Chris, what about yourself, man?
You know, I don't even have the radio on most of the day because I got a song going on in my head. So I don't listen to a lot of stuff, but when I do, I generally just pay attention for innovation and the freshness, whatever's new, whatever sticks out in my head that's like, wow, that's cool. I haven't heard that before. We all know the same chord. We have all arranged those chords a million times over. But we're watching new technologies. We're watching younger, fresher minds coming up with different ideas. And so I'm like, what's that? You know, that kind of interests me.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to watch all the newer, younger bands sort of, you know, revive the older 70s music. I think that's kind of cool.
Greta Van
Fleet. Yeah, I'll have to say the remakes right now, I guess, would be my favorite thing.
Greta Van Fleet and Rival Sons and Glorious Sons and a lot of different bands like that.
Yes.
Of course, almost everything that Jack White does is pretty cool, you know.
Yep. The only thing that I wasn't a big fan of Jack White is Dead Weather. I know he's
Is he playing the drums on that one?
He's playing the drums. Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's Jack White. It's good. But I'm a big fan of the White Stripes and then of course the Raconteurs, you know. But no, that's cool, man. I mean, it's very cool that you guys have those, you know, some similar influences. But speaking of these influences and then how you guys do what you guys do. So when you guys sit down and write, is it the same all the time or is it different? Do you measure what you do up against, you know, some of your influences, you know, like use some of your influences as reference, or do you just, or just what happens?
For me, just whatever happens. I don't have a set style. Sometimes I write a song with the melody. Sometimes I'll write with the music first. Sometimes I'll write it with lyrics. I mean, here lately, though, what's really been great is Toss has been bringing in some lyrics. Jeremy's been bringing some stuff in. And so we've been writing a lot more lyrically and as a band collaborating. And so we got two songs we just wrote not too long ago that are really, I think they're pretty cool. And we put them together relatively quickly for our process. I guess we've had a lot of songs that have been dangling around because of, well, COVID or one thing or the other. But we just haven't been able to get in the studio, get them down, and put them out that in the time frame that we really want to. So now it seems like we've got a little home studio going on, and it's helped our progress just tremendously, getting songs like down the line quicker, you know, making our process a lot faster.
So I have a quick question. You guys just released a single, right?
We did.
Was this written during the whole COVID process and recorded recently?
No, actually, the one that was just released called Throw It All Away and the one getting ready to be released called Always were recorded back in 2019 at Crash Bang Boom. But it just took a long time to get in there and get everything taken care of. But finally, when we did, you know, we got that one released. And then we got this other one getting ready to release here this month. So
no, next month, next year. First couple of weeks of January.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. January. I forget. It's not. I'm already into next year. I'm done with this year. I'm into next year already. Wow. Okay.
Hey, just aside for a second, this is my mind, man. I'm like, squirrel. Hey, let's just take a break from the music here for a second. Where the hell did Toss get that nickname? You got to tell us that.
So, my dad's name is Charles, and that's who I'm named after. And from what my mom told me, when they're looking at me one day in the crib, they're like, hey, you know, what are we going to call him for a nickname? And my dad said, well, how about Toss, which was mine when I was younger. And they're like, oh, okay. And so I guess from what I understand is when my dad was a kid, he couldn't pronounce Charles. It somehow came out like Choss or Toss. I guess it came out Toss. So it always stuck. And it's pretty much stuck with me. And when I was younger, I liked it a lot, you know, and because that's like all my friends and family knew me as that. But then as I got older and into a career and stuff like that, aside from like, you know, all my musicians or friends I grew up with, it was easier just to say, hey, I'm Chuck or Charlie or whatever. Because I wouldn't have to explain the damn story like a million times, you know, throughout my younger life. So it's just a lot easier nowadays. And then for my preference, it's easier like for musicians and like all my musician friends. And it's kind of like a stage name. So it's really easy to remember for some reason, I guess. So I really like it. If we're at the show, hey, Toss, what's up, man? And, you know, so it just clicks with me just like that.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool, man. That's actually very, I was expecting something, some kind of crazy thing like, someone tossed you out of a car during the tour or something like that.
But so I gave it to him the first time he came playing because he kept hitting me in the back of the head with the sticks. I'm like, damn, dude, I'm tossing them. Hey, your name's Toss.
Oh my God. Hey man, thank you for sharing. That's actually a really cool thing. Sentimental story, you know, ties back to family. Right. Which also makes me think, you know, you mentioned, you know, when you're at the club, your fellow musicians, they say, "Hey Toss, what's up?" And the family of the band and all that. So let's take a moment, talk about music community. You guys, we're part of the same Northwest music community right here. What does that mean to the Chris Jones Band?
I would say, I think it's really great that there's, in this Pacific Northwest community, that there's so many great bands. We know so many people collectively through all three of us. It's just a cool thing because it's like we can almost go to any show and we almost know someone there because we've gotten to know someone, you know, throughout the circuit. And we just know so many people. Hey, so-and-so's in this band with so-and-so. Oh, then, hey, I know them and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just like one big like family, you know, and there's been so many major influences that have come out of this area worldwide. I mean, you're talking, you know, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Foo Fighters, Nirvana, Alice in Chains. I mean, I can go on and on, but I mean, those are like some major players and they've really resonated with this whole, you know, Seattle music scene. I don't know if that's kind of what you're expecting to hear.
There's nothing expected. We're just curious. I personally know how involved you guys are in the music community because I see on social media, whatever. I'm just curious what you guys thought because everything you're talking about is about family, and the music community is such an extended family. We really, you know, a lot of artists don't understand how important it is. We really need each other. I mean, we need the fans too, but we need each other to support each other, and because we're all going through the same BS, right?
Yeah, and especially now, like this pandemic has really impacted us in a way that we've never ever had to dealt with before. You know, our community used to be, we meet each other passing on opening up for each other on stage, you know, and playing a show and having those kind of interactions. Now our interaction is, well, hey man, what'd you think about this new tune? Or that we're high-fiving over Zoom. You know, it's not the same interactions for me. The closeness, I'm missing that. And our concerts are, the whole live thing is killing me.
Well, it's how you really connect. It's really how you, it's how you connect, man.
I just want to say too, it's not easy for the fans. I'm not a musician. I'm just a huge music fan here. And when this thing finally breaks, man, there's a lot of pent up demand from the fan side as well. So just hang in there, man, because I can see these venues just filling up like you've never seen them before. I think people are a lot more grateful for that. So, yeah.
Let's hope for record turnouts. I think that would be great because it is definitely, I've learned one thing, the energy level that goes into playing music when you're in front of an audience versus when you're not is night and day. I mean, you know, we used to play up at Elmer's, one of our favorite places, and it's known for, you know, covers. Of course, we like to play a lot of the original stuff in there. That's what we do. And then we play covers our own way. So we kind of rule the house when we do what we do, you know. But it's like when we played at Louis G's, we played for, it was just a live stream, and there was no audience whatsoever out there other than the other bands. And I just felt like my heart was ripped out. I don't know how to, you know, it's not like practice. You're anticipating something. You're waiting for this thing and it sucks.
Well, there is that, you know, that old expression that every one of us as artists have heard, 10 people, 10,000 people, same show, right? Now the virtual reality streaming thing, it's really tough because we, as artists, we do it because we don't know anything else, but it's that connection to see someone smiling and to know that you've impacted them somehow, whether it was a super sweet bass groove or the way that Toss was hitting that kick drum, just thumping through their heart, or Chris, you're jumping in their face and singing songs they know or songs they don't know, whatever it is, seeing that reaction from them is so important.
I want them in my face, man. I want them in my face, chanting, singing. Yeah, let's go. I mean, to me, I doesn't get any better than that. I mean,
what? Hold on, Cracky Mark. Did is it just me or did Chris sound like Bobcat Goldthwait there for a second?
A little bit of Sam Kinison there too.
Last back. Where you put the battery?
No, oh my God. It's the same thing for the fan. When this first thing first started, too, I was tuning in some of these live streams and stuff and trying to support the artists with the tip jars and all that. But you're right. It's not the same. And after a while, it gets a little depressing and frustrating. And I've really dialed that back as much as I've hated to. It's just been killing me. Yeah.
Well, so. We had a ton of stuff planned for this year. I mean, granted, we could be a lot worse off than we were. But, I mean, we had a couple of things up in Seattle planned where we got a bus together. And we're trying to get a ton of people to go up there and do some live videos. We had a tour planned down to L.A. and back. We won a couple awards this year. That was kind of cool.
Bravo, sir. Bravo.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that was kind of neat. But you know, overall, it was just kind of strange because we can't go out and play. We're not playing. We're not making the money. Not going to the studio. We're not putting on the music. So there lies this little problem. So I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. No, there's got to be a solution. So spend a few dollars on this home studio, and the quality may not be like as it was with some of our other stuff, but I just can't wait any longer for progress, and we need it, and we've been really pushing it, and it seems to be working for us.
Well, just like Nike says, just do it. And you know, coming out of, I was just having a conversation earlier tonight with another local musician, and he was really frustrated. And I said, you got to work through it. And what comes out on the other side of that is beautiful. That's what we do as artists. We amplify what's going on, and that's what you guys are doing. And you guys have brought us a couple songs today, which we're going to get to here in a second. But before we do that, I was going to wait till after we heard the first song. But listening to what you guys are talking about, before we hear the first song from you guys, and any one of you guys can answer this, who is the Chris Jones Band? What do you want people to know about you guys? Whether it's your songs, who you are as a band, the imprint you want to leave on the world. Who are you guys?
Good question. Yeah. That's a good one. Why'd you put us on the spot, Ray?
No. I'm trying to make you cry, damn it. I see Jeremy already. I can see him tearing up back there.
Wheels are turning in my head. You know, that's for sure. Most about what's written with me is what's gone on in my life. Most of what's gone on in my life is heartfelt, I guess, if you will. And that's what I write about. So
authenticity.
Yeah. So if there's one thing you know about it, it definitely comes from a real place. You know, the music does. It wasn't just something that I am trying to copy from. This is me. This is something that happened, or this is something that happened to us, or collectively. Now we've been writing, and this is kind of what we're coming up with. This is our little mixing pot of stuff. So I don't know what you want to take from that is. Here's all I got to say about it. Stop being such assholes with one another. We don't need that much toilet paper, okay? If we're a lot nicer to one another, the world would be a better place. And that is, it doesn't matter your religion, your race, your color.
That's just passion. Be nice. Thank you.
Just be nice.
And that's what the Chris Jones Band is all about. Is we're all brothers and sisters. Let's rock. I love it, man.
Yeah. But if we're going to rock, I want to do it at 90 miles an hour, high octane, full throttle, hair blowing on fire, out the wind, knuckles dragging the gravel, you know, the whole nine. I mean, this is the way we're going to do it. It's going to be in your face, or it's going to be ripping your heart out. One of the two. Yeah.
And that goes back to that, the heart bleeding ballads, right?
Yeah.
I would say if I could add on to that, I'd say I'd go a lot faster than 90, but these are three genuine... These are three genuine guys that really just want to put out the best music we can. We're going to, you know, just come together, and we just want to really, you know, do the best we can with all of our influences, you know, and our, I mean, it's in his blood. It's in his blood. It's in my blood, you know, and we just come together as one. And that's, we just want to, you know, bring out what we've got to the masses, you know. Nice. What I mean?
I like it. Well, speaking of that, why don't we bring something to the masses right goddamn now? Sound like a plan?
Yeah.
Let's do it. So this first song that you sent us is called See the Light. And I totally dig it. It's like a Southern rock with Bon Scott singing lead. It's badass. But why don't you, Chris, why don't you set the song up for our listeners?
Okay. Jeremy kind of came in and he goes, you know what, dude, we need a song like this. And I'm like, okay, not like we don't have enough. And he says, no, and we write everything. We got this rock and roll. We need a song like this. So he kind of presents this, paints a picture for me. And he's like, Jeremy had the whole thing in his head already how he wanted it. And I think when he came in, we just needed to put the ingredients together for the song. He kind of had an idea, see the light. You know, I it wasn't his title, I don't think.
Mine was about the river, about being going down to the river and getting baptized or whatever and cleansing your sins. And that was kind of my theme for the song. But Chris finished the lyrics really nice. And he came up with the hook. I've seen the darkness. Now I want to see the light. And that kind of fit perfectly. And, you know, it's just kind of, I just brought in a kind of bluesy riff. And I told him, you know, I kind of want that sort of retro, like Black Keys, Americana sort of feel to it. And
it came through.
He hit it right on the head. You know what I mean? It was killer.
Excellent.
Toss actually held back and didn't play the cymbals as much. And it sounds, you know, perfect. He accented all at the right times, and man, totally came out exactly how I imagined it.
It went through changes, that song did, a little bit from the beginning to the end, but for the most part, it stayed the same. The other song that we have, it went through like dozens of changes. So this one, pretty much like we played it, and it was like, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
It's got it's got a cool kind of, to me, like a little backwoods, swampy Louisiana kind of feel. And if any of you have seen the movie, this might be a quick reference for me, but the Peanut Butter Falcon, there's a scene in that movie, and it totally takes me back to that scene every time, because there's a older Black gentleman back blind, in the woods,
blind guy,
yeah, and he's kind of like baptizing these guys in the river. So when we play this song, when we talk about it, it's like one of the first things I think of. And so
they both said that to me when I brought it in, and I was like, I haven't seen that movie yet.
Yeah,
and then so, I later watched it, and I was like, yes,
yeah. Exactly, so if you guys haven't seen it, check it out. It's really good. Exactly. It's a really good movie overall, but that scene kind of is exactly what this song just takes you back to.
Well, excellent. The Chris Jones Band as a trio said it. Now we're going to spike it. You are listening to Houston, brought to you exclusively on Seattle Web Radio and recorded on Squadcast, the ultimate podcast collaboration platform. This is See the Light by the Chris Jones Band.
The devil or the Lord won't be back.
Hey, this is Travis Larson, and you're listening to Houston on Seattle Wave Radio. By the way, the music is provided by Travis Larson Band, oddly enough.
And welcome back to Houston on Seattle Wave Radio. Fellas, well done. Well done. Bravo, Cracky. Cracky, I'm gonna let you take. I'm gonna say, let you take the first track crack at this. I see what I did there.
Thank you. That's my first time hearing it, so I'm super excited to hear that. Finally, I was first checking out some of their older stuff. They got a great EP out there. I think it's a few years old now. First listened to Wrong Side of the Tracks, and. Yeah. Man, that's the first song I heard from you guys. Once Ray told me you were being on the show, I was totally pumped up to talk to you guys. And in the middle of the song too, you got a little shout out to Charlie Daniels in the middle of that song. And then I'm exploring some more of your stuff like on YouTube, and then all of a sudden, bam, Charlie Daniels cover in there. I think you guys got a great, great mix of like cover songs, original stuff. They all flow together really well. And we were talking a little bit about that before we started recording. Maybe talk about that, how you guys kind of fit those into your set and to just your playing, the combination of the covers and the original stuff.
The Charlie Daniels cover song that we do with Devil Went Down to Georgia, I think Toss says, you know, why don't we do this? I'm not even sure who suggested it, but we finally got our own little version of it. And it's one of those songs where we kind of save it for last in the evening where we're well warmed up and the neighbors listening at practice, you know, and it's about 10 o'clock, just enough to really make them angry before we put that double bass kick going on. And
one of the loudest songs.
We play it with as much intensity as our band will play, you know? So that's kind of like one of those ones where we had to do that as a sound check. That way the sound man could get our levels right, you know? we put some heart and soul into that one. But it's pretty kick-ass. We love that. That version is pretty awesome anyways.
Yeah. Well, very cool.
Yeah.
Wrong Side of the Tracks came first, though, actually.
Yeah.
We actually recorded that first, and then we did the Charlie Daniels later. And that little snippet was a shout-out to my ex-wife, actually.
Yes. I knew there was some angst building in Jeremy. See, he's like, I thought maybe you were going to have to check him for COVID there for a second because he was getting.
But, if you want to get to know Jeremy a little bit, you'll find out if you look back on some of the American Radio CD and some of the lyrics, you know, The Wrong Side of the Track and American Radio Driver is a new one that's getting ready to come out. Listen to the lyrics and you can hear this. These are all written by Jeremy, and he has an incredible idea of how the American bad boy should be. You know, he's got a great. It's just going to take you back. That's all I'm going to say. If you listen to the lyrics, they will take you back, put you in high school, put you back still in that car with the drink in your hand, doing bad boy shit. And this is Jeremy's specialty. You know, he's going to get up there. He's going to play like Nikki Sixx, and he's going to give you the lyrics like it too. And then, you know, my songwriting, you know, I'm a little bit more on the conservative side, I guess you want to say, a little more heartfelt. So I keep him grounded a bit, and then we come up with this mishmash that is just barely parent friendly.
Well, that's what creates that tension that I think Toss was talking about earlier about the collective. Hey guys, all you bring that about is a little bit over here, a little bit, you know. And when you said earlier, when you're saying, hey, can't we all get along and stop the hate and all that kind of stuff? That's the thing is, if people listen to you, they realize you're coming from this. Okay, you know, Chris, you're over here. You're a little more, you know, maybe you're more conservative about certain things. And Jeremy's come from over here and Toss come from over here. But somehow the three of you guys come together and put it together. And that's how people are. I mean, you can have friends and you can have disagreements and you can still get along. Maybe you shake your head, you know, but you know, you still get along. And that's, it sounds, it's a, the one takeaway I'm taking away from your guys' music today that's what strengthened you guys as a band is that you come at things from different perspectives, but you you present it in the united front. That's badass, man. That's bad.
Am I kind of leaning this into this the next song called Figure It Out? This is the song that Toss brought in. We all started writing lyrically. We had Beth, who is doing all of our promotions and all that. She's doing basically all the groundwork for the band, you know.
She's the boss.
Yeah, but she got involved in this writing as well. She's like, you know what? The storyline doesn't work, and I rearranged some things and made some changes in it that didn't upset people. The message needed to be said, but it could be said better. And so I had her listen to it, and she's like, you know, let's do this, let's do that. I brought it back, and I really think as a song, this is that song collectively that we all pitched in. That nice. We all, you know, and so, yeah, if what you're talking about, this is it, you know.
Well, nice. And
that's what I think keeps it interesting, too. I mean, I got my whiskey tonight. You guys got a song, Whiskey, Guns, and Girls.
Yes.
No guns and girls in the house here, unfortunately. The best I could do is whiskey for you. But I started listening to some of that American radio stuff first, which has a real heavy edge to it, man. And I listened to a couple of the newer ones, and they start out a lot more chill, a lot more mellow. Mellow is the wrong word, but they don't hit you right in the face right off the bat. And for a second, I thought I might have had the wrong band. Chris Jones, a very common name, right? I'm like, oh, maybe I got the wrong band, but I hung in there. And then all of a sudden, you hear that song evolve and come out and develop. And it's just really cool to see just the mix of styles and how you guys keep it interesting. It's just not the same thing over and over.
Thank you. And I think we pride ourselves on that for sure. Like I said, this is the benefit and the strength, I think, of having this lineup. It's because of the diversity that we have in our writing skills. Because if you look at the Whiskey, Guns, and Girls, hopefully, if this all works out great, we got one coming out in January. We should have Driver, which is another Jeremy Elliott original, a kick-ass original we were working on. You're going to love this one, coming out in February. And then, hopefully, if it all works out great, March, we will have Whiskey, Guns, and Girls coming out. And then on 420, we're going to drop you.
Dun, some, dun, dun.
We're going to drop a deuce on you with two songs, Mary Jane and High on My Supply. And so we should be, I think, you go ahead and just put that in a little library and listen to it for a little bit, all those songs, and you're going to be like, it's all over the map, but you're not going to stop listening.
But it's all good.
It's all good. I just thought of a new catchphrase for the Chris Jones band. The Chris Jones band, giving bass players hope all over the world.
I like it.
All right, you bastards. I'm more in love with you guys as a band, so much so that I'm going to actually go away from my outline, and we're going to come back and ask you guys a few more questions, but we're going to jump ahead. We're going to play Figure It Out. Ooh, check that out. We're going to play Figure It Out. So, again, you guys have just spiked it beautifully, set it beautifully. We're going to spike it. You are listening to Houston. You know that, though. Brought to you exclusively on Seattle Wave Radio and recorded on Squadcast, the ultimate podcast collaboration platform. Here's Figure It Out by the Chris Jones Band, giving bass players hope all over the world.
Started with so much promise, then we got locked in our own houses. Protest turned to riot for equality. Someone's life is gone and the window smashed to someone's dream. Joe.
Some of us turn to progress, other media freaks. Now out of sight of COVID fatigue. Staying on the front line, saving those who don't believe. I know life isn't always rainbows, but damn if it isn't hell without angels. Possibly the one thing that I fear the worst. We're all gonna die trying to.
This is Chris Jones of the Chris Jones Band.
Hey, this is Jeremy from the Chris Jones Band.
And this is Tosh from the Chris Jones Band. And you're listening to Seattle Wave Radio.
And we are back. You are listening to Houston on Seattle Wave Radio. Myself, your host, Raymond Hayden. My distinguished co-host, the Cracky Mule Train. Mark Gordon, owner of Seattle Wave Radio, is in the house. And then we've got the Chris Jones Band. Chris Jones, Jeremy, and Tosh. Fellas, you still hanging in there?
We're here.
What's up? Okay, here we go. This is the lightning fast. You can't think red. You ready, Chris? Favorite drink?
Beer.
Toss. Godfather or Scarface?
Godfather.
All right. You got points. Let me write that down. Toss. Okay. All right. Jeremy, this is a very sensitive question, right. And we've set it up. We need to know your true feelings about Freebird.
It's, you know, the heckler's favorite thing to say, along with Slayer.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's a great song, man. What can I say?
There you go. I like it.
It's a classic anthem for sure.
You're giving hope to Nickelback fans out there as well. They're like, well, if somebody likes Freebird, maybe they'll like us. Anyway, something, this is for any one of you, something that you would normally not admit in a public forum about the Chris Jones Band. You guys like Sade?
I do, actually.
I do, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, fine. I did too.
I just watched a live video of her the other day, actually, with my girlfriend. It's love making music, man.
Whatever. If it's good music, I don't know. Baby making, you know?
It sets the mood.
And still, like, giving hope to bass players around the world.
Exactly. There you go. Okay. See, I help you out.
You've been giving bass players late since 2014.
There you go. That's what came out of COVID. All right. Favorite thing to do when you guys aren't playing music?
Damn it. Is there anything else? Well, let's see here. Getting ready to have an anniversary, so I'm just going to give a shout out to my old lady, Beth. love you to death. Happy anniversary.
It's coming out. So,
I like drinking with my wife. I think that's been my best thing. We've become besties, drinking buddies, and I think she's better at taking shots than I am now. So drinking and having sex with my wife is what I like to do.
Nice. No jokes, because basically,
you said keep it real, bro.
I know, and it's beautiful, but you just set it up for your band. But I think we're just going to keep it family friendly.
Okay.
No, that's awesome, man. Trust me, my wife's an artist as well. She's a country singer, and we there's plenty of whiskey drinking that goes on around here. So very cool, man. Very cool. What about you, Jeremy?
Robbing the cradle.
You want to give bass players a chance, you got to change it up.
Don't give him a name. Give him a chance, bro.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, Toss, you.
One of my favorite things to do is I like to hang out with my wife, Tracy, and we really love to put YouTube. One of our things, put YouTube on the TV and just like cycle through music, have a drink, and just listen to find new music, you know, research new music. Just find stuff. Hey, what's this? Hey, check these guys out. And just listen to music, have some candles lit, just hang out and kick it. And you know, she's like kind of singing along with the songs, and I'm kind of air drumming some stuff along and just discovering new artists, new music. So that's one of our favorite things to do.
Nice. Very cool. You guys are family all the way around. Okay. One last question in the lightning fast, no thinking allowed question phase. That's the best I could come up with. I'll have to get with Jeremy later. Jeremy can help me later. Name something that would surprise people about the Chris Jones Band, besides the fact that you guys are all a bunch of schmoopies, which I love, but what's something that would surprise people about you guys? I mean, do you guys watch Ancient Aliens when you're taking a band break or what?
Okay.
We're younger than we look.
I know something. Toss has at least one, maybe two bedrooms full of Star Wars memorabilia.
Oh, yes. Yes. Right, as a matter of fact, Toss is a professional stormtrooper. Go ahead.
I'm a member of the 501st, which is a worldwide Star Wars costuming group, and we do Relay for Lives. We do fundraising events, you know, always free of charge. We raise millions of dollars for a lot of people that need it.
Great, man. I appreciate that. That giving back, no matter what you do, whether you have a stormtrooper outfit or on, it's great. I have it just real quick. This is about you guys, but you just made me think of a funny story. Years ago, I was hired to play at a Comic-Con in Seattle, and I was playing. It was for the paperback sci-fi paper book novel award of the year. And so there was a grand piano in there, and I was playing or whatever. Anyway, backing up, before I got in to do the gig, I came in, I got my badge, I was walking through, and I walked to the coordinator, and I said, hey, where's the paperback novel room that I'm going to be performing at? And he goes, oh, it's that door right there. So I'm like, okay, great. So I had a stool, because they told me that they didn't have a piano bench, and the other hand, I had a suitcase of CDs. They said, if I want to bring CDs to sell, no problem. So I walk up to this door. The door is, it's one of those heavy doors. And so I open the door and it starts closing immediately because it's heavy. So I put the stool down, I grab it, and then I put my foot in there and I kind of start walking in backwards. And so I walk in backwards, I turn around, and as soon as I turn around, literally, and I heard talking in there, the room went silent. And I looked in front of me, and I shit you not, there was 100 or so stormtroopers sitting in chairs, and there was a Darth Vader at a podium, and they're all looking at me, and I said, I think I'm in the wrong room, and they started laughing, and I backed out, and I was like, okay, that's not something that happens every day. Anyway, but you guys did very good on the lightning fast can't think round. So the two songs that we heard today, were those recorded using your guys' new recording gear? Or
yeah, they're recorded here at the house.
Nice.
Yeah, basically in this room that you're looking at.
So. Nice. Very cool. Got the big CJB banner behind you. Nice. Look at Jeremy with the Vanna White.
We got Vanna White back.
The Vanna White hand showing the whole room.
Can I get a C, a G, a B? Let me buy a vowel. Come on.
There are no vowels.
Oh, damn it. Shit.
Jeez, you should have read the writer. So I mean, you guys have talked about a lot of stuff too. You know, we really appreciate your time and being honest and having fun. What's next? I mean, I know you have some songs. You're going to be releasing videos. The whole thing, all up the 420 stuff. But what is for the Chris Jones Band? What's 2021 besides releasing music? What's it going to look like for you guys?
Hopefully, some live shows. That's what I'm hoping for. Want to get back to the fans. Want to bring all of what we got. We've been all this lockdown time, all this pent up stuff. It's time to release the Kraken, so to speak.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah, hopefully people will appreciate live music now that they don't have it. So
one thing or another, it doesn't matter. If we can get on stage, it'd be great. If we can't, I built one in the backyard just in case. I'm ready to go.
Damn, you are ambitious soul, aren't you?
Yes, I am. There's a guitar in the background there. I mean, built that. It's not good enough. You gotta build him one too.
Ambitious you are. No, God, you got me there. Well, just a side note, Cracky's talking about how there's going to be this pent up demand for live music and Toss was just saying, I want to get back and do music. And I think one thing that's going to happen is not that this is a good or bad. It just is what it is. There's a reckoning that has happened this year within the artist community. Their evolution, if you will, the strong will survive. The ones who had the wherewithal, that were bonded to the community, that bonded together as a band and need the fans as much as the fans need them. I think what's going to come out in 2021, people are going to be pickier. We're going to lose some of that oversaturation of mediocrity that technology has created because there's this pent up demand and because they're going to demand quality. And not only are the fans going to demand quality, the bands are going to demand quality, which means fans that, really get to know them, which is why we're here today talking to you guys. So hopefully we can help be a little bit of a catapult for you guys.
Right on. We're hoping to do the same thing with this, make more connections with Seattle Wave and people in the Seattle area and abroad.
Nice. So speaking of all these people, and did you say abroad?
Yes, lots of broads.
Okay, cool. I like it. We're on the same page. How do people find out about you guys, man?
We're on every major platform. I think we're 150 different digital platforms, all the major: Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. Live there. Type our name in. Look for that symbol, the CJB.
You guys have a TikTok page?
We have everything under the sun that you can think of, be honest with you.
Okay, which
my
one
have you made sure?
Go ahead.
What? My wife has made sure that we are relevant on every single major platform, and she does that diligently every day.
Well, it's very, very important. I mean, you touched up on another thing. We're talking about the band as brothers and the community as brothers and our fans, whatever. It's so cool to hear you guys sincerely, because I'm in the same boat with my wife, and it is so, it can't be overstated how important it is to have that support from, from our significant others. So it's cool to hear you guys.
It wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for her. I mean, there's so much else going on that I definitely need that help, need that support. The band needs that help and support. So it's really great.
Cool.
Speaking of that, where do I get one of those cool CJB t-shirts, man?
Man, our website is there. It's all up there. Everything is on our website. And so we'll all make sure that all the links are available for our cast here. So we can go over all that for sure.
Nice. Excellent. Okay. Before we leave you guys today, and I want to, like I said, again, I want to thank you guys. Hope you guys had a good time. And we'd love to have you back again for sure. You guys are such a great fun group. Lots of real sincere thoughts, humor, passion. Dig it. So let's leave the people today with, because there's going to be a lot of artists listening as well. There are a lot of artists listening to Seattle Wave Radio. What is your advice to your brothers and sisters out there, not just in the local community, but in the music community out there that has just been decimated by this pandemic? What is your advice for them, for your artist brothers and sisters out there?
Do something original. That's my advice.
gotta just keep grinding. That's what we did, and this when I couldn't hang with these two guys, it's like, okay, I can either get, kind of bummed out about it. Yeah, I was bummed, but you know what? You gotta be able to make the best of it. So, I went down and was I worked on the craft. Work on your craft. I spent a lot of time trying to work on my craft. That way, the three of us sound even better, because I want us to come out of this pandemic better than what we went into it. And so if it was me speaking, I'd say, hey, man, you're just touching up on saying the fans are going to want more quality music and none of this mediocre stuff. So, step it up, keep grinding, dig deep. Just really, really sink it down, sink your teeth into it and bring it out, bring out the best,
I'll have to agree with these guys and leave it with the final thing is, it doesn't cost a thing not to be a dick. It doesn't cost a thing to be nice. Just be nice to one another. Be respectful to one another. Even if you don't want to wear an effing mask, even if you don't agree with it, even if you don't like who was elected, even if you don't have the same background, it doesn't matter if you're a musician, it doesn't matter if you're a listener, it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter if you're an asshole. Don't be an asshole. Just don't be an asshole. Be nice. Wear a mask. Be respectful. Let's get back to playing music. We're going to do that as soon as we all can do that. But we can't all do that unless we all get on the same page. So figure it out.
I love it. That's tough love right there. And I just wanted everyone to know that you are and you have been listening to Houston, which can be found exclusively on Seattle Wave Radio. And you heard it here today. The Chris Jones Band has two new catchphrases. The Chris Jones Band, giving bass players hope all around the world. The Chris Jones Band, don't be an asshole. Thank you for listening to our interview with the Chris Jones Band today on Houston, brought to you exclusively on Seattle Wave Radio and recorded on Squadcast, the ultimate podcast collaboration platform.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I breathe in as a wait for the news, hoping good things I hear. All the prayers
you are in the gift you can be, 'cause
Thank you for tuning into Houston on Seattle Wave Radio. Keep an eye out for our next mission where we interview and unveil behind-the-scenes aspects of some of your favorite artists. Houston, Seattle Wave Radio base here. Our podcast has landed.